Jack Armstrong! Jack Armstrong! The All-American Boy! Here we go on another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy! And now, Jack Armstrong and the Phantom of the Sawdust Trail. Jack Armstrong and his friends have joined the Boland and Bond Circus to cover their actions as operatives working for the FBI. Dick Hardy, head of this new department, has put all of the resources of the Scientific Bureau of Investigation to work on the baffling case of the Border Phantom. Narcotics are being smuggled into the United States by a dangerous criminal, an unknown American renegade who has baffled the law agencies for many months. He has a price on his head on both sides of the border for smuggling and murder. Two men of the Border Patrol saw this desperate outlaw, but never lived to give a description of him. But one of the men, while unconscious, repeated three words over and over again. Three words, the only clue Jack Armstrong and Vic have to work on. Remember those words, for they are the key to this whole mystery. Here they are. Phantom, South, 4. Jack and Vic pondered over those three words and have now filed them away in their memory. You remember them, too. Friday, as we left our friends, they had just landed at a small airfield near Marfa, Texas. The wing lights of their plane lighted up the silhouette of the Skyrider's ship, and when they had taxied to the end of the field and shut off their engine, they saw the headlights of a car driving toward them. Remember? This is what happened.
I wish they'd turn that spotlight off so we could see that car.
Yeah, it's so dark out here, and that light in our eyes. Jack. Jack, I don't think that's a Border Patrol car.
I can't make it out, Vic. Are you sure?
No, not positive, but have that Tommy gun ready, Jack.
Hello! Hello in that car! Why don't you answer? Turn those lights on again!
I can't see a thing, Jack.
Neither can I, but I have them covered, Vic.
All right, Jack, let's go. We'll find out who's in that car.
We're coming over there, and we have a gun trained on the car.
Not so loud, Armstrong. Hold your voice down.
You said to be quiet.
Who's in that car?
Bob Tabor, Border Patrol.
This is not a Border Patrol car.
Are you Mr. Hardy?
Yes, I'm Hardy.
This car belongs to the gent we have in the back seat. We turned off the lights because I don't think we're alone on this field. The plane landed about 10 minutes before you sat down.
Oh, that's a circus plane. The Boland and Bond show. Skyrider flies ahead of the show to advertise it.
Oh, that all? I thought he was connected with this bird we got in the back. He's the one they want you to question, Mr. Hardy.
All right.
Get in. I'll drive off the field. Don't want to be parked right out here in the middle if another plane lands. Introduce yourself, Chet.
Vic Hardy, I'm Chet Mondo.
I can't see in the dark, but hello just the same. This is Jack Armstrong.
How are you, Jack?
Fine. Is there another man in the back?
Yeah. You'll have to sit on those small seats. Get that door, will you, Jack?
Okay. I'll just pull over to the side of the field.
Our friend isn't very talkative, Vic. His name is Bartoli.
Not Mike Bartoli.
Who's that? How do you know my first name?
Mike Bartoli. Rum runner, black marketeer, and now dope, huh?
Who are you?
Why should you like my face, Jack? Recognize me, Mike?
The silence.
That's right, Mike. Now shine the light in his face, Jack. Yep, the same scowling face. So you're not very talkative, eh, Mike?
He wouldn't give us any information, Vic.
We caught him with this package of dope. He's under the back seat. Wait a minute. I'll turn the dome light on.
Well, quite a load. Who'd you get this from, Mike?
I grow this stuff in my backyard.
This type won't talk, Jack.
What do you mean, this type?
This dumb type. A kind of a fall guy who likes to spend his life behind prison walls, 5 and 10 years at a stretch.
Oh, then he has a record.
How many times have they sent you up, Mike?
You ought to know, copper.
I know of 5 times they've caught you, and I know of a city that'd be glad to get you, Mike. They've been looking for you ever since a man named Legan was found in his car.
I didn't have nothing to do with that. You can't send me back to your wife for that.
I think we can, Mike.
Now, are you willing to talk about this phantom?
I don't know nothing about any phantom. I told you where I got that stuff. That's all I got to say, see? I don't know nothing more.
A stretch for smuggling on top of that shooting's going to put you away for about 15 years, Mike. Might be a good idea to do some talking.
What do you want to talk about, copper? The weather? Or how about politics? Or maybe you'd like to talk about your past.
Okay, Rod. Chet, take him into headquarters. Get in touch with the Illinois police and have your office contact the right authorities for extradition papers. Rush it through.
You're going to be sorry for that, silencer.
Going to have some of your boys take care of me, huh, Mike?
Things like that have happened. You want to be careful or the phantom might start playing rough.
Come on, Jack. I don't think it would be wise to let it be known that you captured this man yet, Rod.
I get you, Vic. What do you mean by that crack?
Take good care of him, Chet.
I will, Vic.
All right. Sit back in that seat, you.
Remember, silencer. The phantom might stop playing rough.
Take him to headquarters, Rod.
Okay, Vic.
And send that package of opium over to the Narcotics Bureau. We'll keep in touch with you.
Boy, he was a tough-looking mug, Vic.
He used to be a dangerous gangster, Jack. I'm surprised to see him mixed up in this dope racket and taking orders from someone else. He used to give the orders to the hoodlums in all the Middle West.
Well, we didn't get much information from him.
You're wrong there, Jack. Now, the mere fact that Mike Bartoli is tied up with the Phantom is very enlightening. Gangsters usually run in packs. You know what I mean. Call in their old friends when they get in on a new racket. Now, Mike Bartoli working for somebody else. I wonder who it could be. Let me think. Now, I forgot most of the members of his gang, but we can get that information from the police records.
You sound worried, Vic.
I am a little worried. If Mike contacts any of his mob and they learn that we're working on this case...
We'll just have to fight fire with fire, Vic.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, we're going to fly back to El Paso or spend the night in Marfa?
The Boland and Bond Circus will be pulling in here in the morning. Why don't we camp out tonight?
Go ahead with me.
Sure, we can take the sleeping bags out of the plane, curl up underneath it. It'll be cooler out here than in a hotel.
All right, Jack. Let's turn in now so we can get up early in the morning. I want to call Dusty on the radio first thing in the morning and have him check on Mike and his mob.
Police keep pretty close tab on known criminals, don't they?
Of course. They may think they're getting away from something by moving from one state to another, but the police know where to put their finger on them.
Another plane up there. Must be trying to find this field. How about it, Vic? Think we ought to turn on our wing lights so they'll know where to set out?
I don't see any harm in it, Jack.
Might be the other circus plane.
I'll switch him on. Yeah, that lights it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, that ought to help him. He is trying to land, Jack. He's blinking his wing lights.
Weather reported clear skies tonight. Thought there'd be a big moon up there. Yeah, he's gonna land.
That is the other circuit plane, Jack. The Wingwalker ship.
Oh, yeah, that's that man Cheater Webster we met this afternoon. He must have known just where this field was. Those stunt planes aren't equipped with the instruments we have, Vic. Hello!
Hello yourself! Thanks for letting me in. Oh, it's you, Hardy.
Yeah, that's right.
Thought at first it was the boss's plane. Smoker usually gets in ahead of me.
His plane's over on the other side of the field, Cheater, all bedded down for the night. Haven't seen him around here, though.
No, once he gets his plane under cover, he heads for town.
Doesn't like the outdoor life. I usually have to be night watchman. Did you two guys fly down here with him?
No, we took off about 10 minutes after he did.
We had a little trouble finding the field.
You seem to know just where it was, Cheater.
I should. I gave flying lessons here for about 6 months.
Oh. Well, then you didn't need any wing lights.
Oh, thanks just the same. They helped. Yeah, I saw an automobile pulling away from here. I have some visitors.
Why, tourists said they were lost.
They must have been coming down that back road.
We couldn't give them any information, so they turned around and headed back the way they came.
Well, they'll get into Marfa, but it's a long way around. Hey, you guys going into town?
No, we're going to camp out here. Have some sleeping bags in the plane.
Well, then I'll bring my bedroll over here as soon as I get my ship covered.
Just pull a top over the engine. Nothing fancy like the boss's.
I noticed he covers his ship from nose to tail. Takes good care of it.
Yeah, he's a careful one, all right. Yeah, what did he say when you told him you were going to help me out?
We still haven't met him. He took off for here without coming over to our truck.
Did, huh? Why, the way that guy shies away from people. You know, there's something about him that... Well, I suppose we all have our faults.
What were you going to say, Chief?
Oh, nothing, but he is a funny egg. One day he's a sweet hombre. Next, well, you wish he'd stay up there skywriting all day. He's a funny guy.
Temperamental, huh?
Oh, I don't know what it is. Hot and cold, you know. A lot of people like that, I guess. Well, look, I'll drape the canvas over the nose, get my bedroll, and come back here. That is, if you don't mind company.
No, of course not. Glad to have you.
I'd like to talk over those stunts you were telling me about, Jack, before we go to sleep.
Okay, Cheater. Now, Vic, we might as well cover the old girl up for the night, too. I'll get the car.
Well, here, I can help you, Vic.
Okay, Vic. Watch your head when you go under that wing.
Yeah.
These planes have been pampered under cover of a hangar all this time.
Yeah, I suppose it's the first time this cover's been used. Look, you get over on the other side. I'll toss your hand over to you. You can lace that side down, and I'll take care of this.
No kidding.
Hey, you guys hear about that smuggler, the Border Phantom?
Jack. No, Cheater. What about him?
That guy's making a monkey out of the police. I heard it over the radio tonight. While the Border Patrol was looking for him in Brownsville, he sneaked over the Rio Grande halfway between here and El Paso. That's a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, Cheater, that sure is. Yeah, that's a laugh.
Wonder how he does it, Cheater.
Maybe he uses one of those flying saucers. You need some help with that cover?
No, we're all set now.
Well, I spread this bedroll under the wing.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll get ours, Vic.
All right, Jack. You think this Border Phantom uses the plane, eh, Cheater?
Why, well, must. How else would he be able to dodge back and forth so fast?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Jack Armstrong, Vic, and the pilot Cheater talked for a few hours and then dropped off to sleep. As the moon finally broke through the heavy clouds, I could see the silhouette of a man who very quietly crossed the field and stopped a few feet from Jack's plane. Then he stole over to the Skywriter's ship. Quietly, he lifted the large tarpaulin covering the ship and crawled beneath it. He was under there for several minutes. When he emerged, he was stuffing a package inside his jacket. And once again, he moved toward the three men sleeping under the plane. The rays of the moon reflected the steel blue of a revolver the man was carrying. Suddenly, he froze in his tracks.
What's that? Vic. Vic, you asleep?
Funny, I thought I heard someone walking around. I guess I was wrong.
Look, the man just stands there with gun pointed. Then he seems to dissolve into the night as the clouds once again pass over the moon. Was that the Border Phantom? The dangerous smuggler whom Jack and Vic are out to capture? What was in that package he took from the Skywriter's plane? Oh, boy, I want to know the answers to those questions, and so do you. So be sure, all of you, to listen in to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong and the Phantom of the Sawdust Trail. This is Jack Brand, inviting you to be with me tomorrow for another thrilling adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.